Okay. Are we recording? Yes, we are. Okay, Janae, thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Happy to.
It's great to see you not on the Zooms, but
Yeah.
actually in person
3D.
at an event.
Yeah.
It's still kind of exciting after the years of the pandemic to kind of be back in action. And there really is such a big difference. I try to have as many of these conversations as I can. And you know, the remote Zoom setup enables that. But at the same time, there's something missing, and especially with an event like EDUCAUSE, which really, as I mentioned before we started recording, drives our coverage. The content that you're sharing, the work that you're doing is really enabling this community. So I'll start by saying thank you for that.
Oh, thank
And
you.
you know, the classic question that you ask anybody at a trade show or a convention is like, what's the cool thing? What's going on? What are you? You know, we're just getting started. It's Tuesday of the event.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you're starting to get some certain vibes out of it. Give us your feedback.
Yeah, as you said, it's Tuesday. We're just getting started. But I was here yesterday and I talked to members all day long. And in the afternoon, I had the privilege of doing a pre-conference workshop with some of our members around how do we integrate AI technologies in our work, but from a values-based sort of perspective. So, how do we start with who we are as people and who we are as professionals, and then have a little bit perhaps more of an intentional approach to AI?
Yeah.
And that maybe set the tone in my mind to where now I'm noticing there's a lot of questions and conversations around the human element of technology right now, and driven by the concerns related to AI, but a lot of people talking about humanities
Yeah.
and philosophy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can't go 5 minutes on
We did not, right? How long did we last?
It was not 2 minutes and 3 seconds actually before AI came into the
Exactly.
conversation, for good reason, of course. I mean, it certainly is something that is completely disrupting everything, not just education. But it's interesting that when you talk about that kind of the humanistic side of things, I've been kind of watching these various waves, right? The first wave of it, there was kind of like, oh, or cycles. There's a fear cycle that AI was going to destroy everything and it's going to be our overlords and there won't be any faculty left because we'll all just go with the bots, right? And then there was a second kind of hype cycle that went around with it. And I think the technology industry kind of enabled that a little bit by starting to talk about how these tools are going to be baked into your current tools. And now maybe we're entering this maybe humanistic or this cycle of what it really is.
Maybe, and maybe it's a bit of a bifurcation in people who are chasing different paths that they find interesting. I
Yeah.
don't, you know, you it, the ideal would be to stay one step ahead of the conversation and know what's coming, but we can't do that. So I what I'm seeing is some people still really excited about these really interesting, cool new technologies, and I'm excited too, don't get me wrong. But I think I'm falling a little more along the lines of these people who are stepping back and saying, well, what does it actually mean to be human in a technology-rich environment?
Yeah.
How are we changing as people,
Yeah.
as educators, as students, as staff?
Yeah.
And that's why I really wanted to have that conversation yesterday in the pre-conference workshop around starting with your values, starting with why you're here.
Right.
And then instead of getting super excited by a really cool thing, which I'm also excited about, thinking about the pain points you've had for quite some time as a professional, or the challenges that we have in higher education, and then thinking, okay, there's some new tools available that might help solve some of those problems. So really, instead of starting at the end, let's start at the beginning.
And yeah, so while we're up in the ether here in
Sure.
this big picture
I apologize. It's research
theoretical,
speak.
no,
I
it's
can't get
great.
away
No,
from
it's
it.
great. But one of the great things about EDUCAUSE too is like that then gets translated to the day-to-day
Yes.
operations of
Yes.
an institute of higher education's campus. Can you talk a little bit about
Yes.
where you see those applications happening right
Absolutely.
now?
Yeah. So one of the great things about that in the air conversation, as you said, especially when it comes to things like our Horizon reports, is that we're really intentional about translating those into action. So what you'll see is each time you see a Horizon report, you'll see an accompanying action plan, because we really want to be intentional about taking insights and translating them into action. And so specifically around AI, I think what we're seeing, at least in our work with members, is that there's some intentional action planning around data governance, around privacy and security, around AI policies and guidelines. So we actually have a dedicated non-Horizon action plan, a whole new separate action plan that was trying to help folks figure out what they need to be doing around policies and guidelines at their institutions. And a lot of it right now, I have to say, is in this phase of trying to evaluate what are the policies and guidelines and processes and technologies and like what are all the things we already have at our institution that can address this new technology, mm-hmm. and really kind of taking stock of that. Like you said, when we were in that sort of fear space, there was a lot of, okay, we need policies that restrict or don't allow AI tools or whatever the case is. And now I think folks are taking that step back and saying, okay, we have some policies that are already in place that we can lean on. And then maybe there's some new guidelines that we need to add to that. So really I'm seeing everything from institutions who are fully embracing institution-wide approaches to AI integration, all the way to institutions who are saying, what are some of the sort of foundational elements that we need to investigate right now?
Yeah. And there's so many different layers to it, right? I mean, we could have 18 different conversations about what that application is.
Yeah.
It goes everything from instructional guidelines or student behavior, where you watch on TikTok where these kids set their thing up and record their professor and watch the professor freak out because it's taking the notes, all the way to the most kind of back office administrative applications, like for recruitment or student assessment. I mean, there's such a wide spectrum of application there. Do your members, do our readers, our listeners need to kind of make distinctions between those?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we have data around that. I am telling anyone who will listen to me that AI is touching every area of the institution. As you said, you're spot on, and we have data around that. If you look at our 2024 landscape study, if you look at some of the quick polls we've done in the last year about AI, you see data indicating that any area we ask members about, whether it's something student-facing or something more administrative, institutions are saying, not only is this already impacting this area of the institution, but we're planning for it to impact us more in the future. So I don't think we're going to see this slowing down anytime soon. And to your point, I think it is important to distinguish these different applications and different sort of buckets of use, because you have different stakeholders involved in every area. You have different purposes involved in every area. There are different levels of, just take data protection, for example, privacy issues. Those issues are very different for whether it's students as your end user and you're collecting student data. Is it an HR question because it's employee data being collected? Mm-hmm. Is it a greater good ethical question because you're collecting data that's out on the internet? I think it is important to be aware of the context.
Yeah. How about for, again, your members, our readers, our listeners?
Our friends. Yeah.
Who are feeling overwhelmed, where they know that they need to be ensconced in all of this.
Yeah.
Maybe they nod sagely in a session here saying, oh, yeah, no, I got it. And they're like, what?
Right.
Where do I start? Like, what are the first steps in terms of like bringing, and they have the responsibility from their institution to be that person, right? That guy. Give them some first steps on, after listening to this, obviously the goodeducause.com.
Right? Yeah, goodeducause.com. Well, my first reaction to that is your feelings are valid. If you're feeling overwhelmed right now, it's because you should be. There's a lot going on. And there's not a single person who can manage all of this information right now. And how much more challenging is it when you're responsible for an institution, for the people who work there, for the students who are relying on you? I get it. It's really challenging. So I think starting from that place of it's okay to feel overwhelmed really is helpful, because instead of wasting time shaming yourself for feeling overwhelmed, you can say, let me start with something small. And so now that we've gotten the human part out of the way, I would say, find your favorite couple of sources of information. So EDUCAUSE, of course, is everyone's favorite, right? But, you know, there's newsletters. There are people posting about things on LinkedIn. So my advice is just first tune into a couple of these things. And then the second piece that is also very small is to just start experimenting with whatever nearest AI tool you find interesting. You know, for me, my entry point was ChatGPT. I think it was for a lot of people. And all I was doing was trying to break it, you know, try to ask it questions it can't answer. It's a fun thing to just play with.
Yeah.
One of my really good colleagues who co-presented with me yesterday at the workshop, his name is David Thomas. He has this initiative called Professors at Play, and he really emphasizes the importance of embracing the fun and the investigation and the curiosity. And I really appreciate that perspective. So those are the two, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, two action items. Number one, tune into a couple of sources of information. And number two, play.
Yeah. And though I could keep you all afternoon here, this is really great insights and I appreciate it. Just to finish up though, maybe give us a little bit of your crystal balls as we sit in Nashville this time next year.
Yeah.
And you have the advantage of the Horizon Report.
Yeah.
So talk about that horizon a little bit. I mean, I think it's safe to say we'll still be talking about AI, but what else is there that you see when you take the temperature of your membership is top of mind?
Yeah, and I will emphasize that we all have the benefit of the Horizon Report. So I really hope people take the time to read not only the trends and things that we talk about there, but read those scenarios, because those scenarios in the Horizon Report do start getting us down this path of what you're asking, what's coming up next. And although those scenarios are not intended to paint an exact picture of the future or predict the future, they are meant to prepare us for potential futures. And that's where I think the power of questions like the one you're asking me comes in, not us trying to predict exactly what's next, but us trying to understand all of the potential things that could be next. And more importantly, what do we want to come next? And how do we create actions to get us to that desired future? So a year from now, what I really hope is that our members come and say, everything I learned at EDUCAUSE last year really prepared me to work hard toward the future that I want to see. I was able to create actions that led me to my desired outcomes. What those desired outcomes are, most likely related to student success, to student connection, to human connection among our workforce. Starting to investigate ways that we can alleviate issues like burnout. We know from EDUCAUSE workforce research, this is a big problem. So the main flavor, though, I hope, is that our members have found ways to take our research and translate it into action to see the future that they want.
Excellent. Well, Janae, again, thank you so much for your time and for your insights. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Thanks, you too.
And I hope we can meet again on Zoom.
Yeah.
And until we follow up next year in Nashville.
And here next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.